Welcome to Who and Dead Radio. I am your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. For more information, you can visit us at HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That is HebrewsWakeUp.com or
whoanet.org. My eyes shut, time's up. I reached the point of time where I made my mind up. I threw away my clothes because I ran out of luck a long time ago. Now I'm on my own trying to find my throne. I'm in the zone and it's best to stay alone. And if you shiver through your bones, you better pick up your phone. If your friends turn their back and give you the dial tone, just take advice from Erica and call Tyrone. Cause Hen ain't gonna be there. It ain't cause I'm scared. It's cause the end is there, so I'm skipping out of here. So y'all can keep on stressing and growing gray hair. I'm marching on to my blessing. I hope you got it clear. I'm headed through the woods like little Red Riding Hood. And I ain't scared of the big bad wolf. I wish he would approach me in the wilderness, see what she could. Just put an end to the wicked. It's time for the good.
Gotta stay strong. Endure to the end. You already know. Ride this thing out. Talk to him, Uriah.
Yeah, I got him. Just a messenger. Just spreading the word. You don't like it? That's cool. But if you do, here we go, here we go. Another one of them episodes like the menace, the phantom sneaks in. There's a disturbance in the force. Can I take any more? Never know. Let the message stay on course. Okay. You want me to deviate? I want you to get it straight. What? I'm not one to hesitate. I play it to checkmate. Okay. Go ahead and draw your sword. Yeah. What you keep on talking for? Babble on, Babylon. I see what you really on. Got a couple of guns, a couple of bombs, got a couple of spies, a couple of lies. So it's no surprise when you raid my house. But the only thing you find staring is a mouse. I'll be headed out the back. Let everything intact. Go ahead and check it. Aha! The wilderness on my heart. Okay. So I stay set up. Yeah. I care less how you feel. Nope. I know the real deal. Yep. What my father says, it will come to pass. Yeah. I'm just a messenger.
What?
Don't shoot the messenger. Yeah. It's about to be the end.
Welcome. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, a broadcast that came right on time. I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. I'm coming to you live from Sweden. Today's date is March 1st, 2013. March 1st, 2013. This is actually 4 days into the new year. And 11 days before Passover. Those of you that have been listening to my broadcast for the past 3 years, since 2009, actually no, 2010, I have been explaining about the official date of the Passover, because according to the scriptures, it is 14 days after the new year. And how do we know when the new year is? The new year is when the Jews celebrate what is called Purim. Okay? Purim is actually the celebration of the last moon in the year, and then the celebration of the first sign of the new moon. Okay? Or the crack of darkness to start what is called the countdown to Passover. Now, a lot of you are probably confused at that, but one day, I promise you that everything that I talk to you about is going to be crystal clear, okay? It's going to be crystal clear. It may be confusing now, but it will be crystal clear. Okay? Hopefully, after this broadcast, things will become a little bit more clear in why I harp on the understanding of these dates and times. Okay? Very important. Today's broadcast is entitled "The Pope Resigns on Number 27. Okay? Now, before we get into this broadcast, I will open with a message to the creator of it all and all of us. Father Ayah. Okay? Father Ayah, all praise your name. I ask, Father, that you guide me this broadcast. I ask, Father, that you open the minds of those that need to hear this, O Father. Father, I thank you for bringing me back to Sweden safely and taking me to the United States safely, keeping me healthy. I thank you for my family being safe and allowing me to go there and to speak to them about this truth and have them understand it and love me and support me. Thank you for letting me speak to my friend Raphael and his brother and his little brother, my other family in the U.S., and allowing them to understand this message, Father. For my family now knows, and I know it's because of you that they do. Thank you, Father. Father, I asked in the name of Yahushua, the true teacher of righteousness, Father, that you open the minds and ears and hearts of those that are confused by the religion. And I ask that you give me the knowledge to say the things that you want me to say and give me the time to say it and make it crystal clear. All this I ask in the name of Yahushua, our Yahuwah, the spirit of Ayah. All praise Ayah, all praise Ayah, all praise Ayah. Okay, thank you so much for letting me say that message to the Father. Now I'm going to explain about this, the Pope resigns on number 27. Alright? Now, before I get into it, I got to set this up. Got to set it up correctly. I'm going to adjust my mic because I'm going to actually do this broadcast a little bit different. And as I'm adjusting my mic, I want to make a statement. I actually started a new broadcast area. I signed up for Shoutcast, okay? So I'm going to be on Shoutcast. I'm going to start doing it's called iCast and Shoutcast, and I'm going to be doing a broadcast at least once a week, okay? This is my first broadcast for Shoutcast, and it's going to be hosted on Blog Talk and Shoutcast, and I'm actually going to redo the website because we are actually heading towards some very, 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 very important times, and I'm aware that a lot of people are a bit confused now. America is changing drastically. They are attacking the Second Amendment. A lot of us don't really care if they attack the Second Amendment, but you should care, even though the Second Amendment was not guaranteed for us during the time of slavery and afterwards and, you know, forever. We never really had that benefit. But as they collapse the United States and take away that benefit from everybody, then the killing will begin, okay? And Ayah help us. So we have to look at the warning signs that are happening. America is collapsing, like I have been speaking about for the past 3-4 years now. This is it, okay? So you have to prepare yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak through it. I want people to download the broadcast from HebrewsWakeUp.com, Whoanet.org, and I'm also going to create another another URL. It's called Whoanet.com, okay? And it's just going to keep growing and growing. All right, now, I have to get into this broadcast because I only have an hour, but I just wanted to lay the groundwork really quick. Now, the last broadcast that I did, I spoke about the broadcast about Akhenaten, okay? And I explained the importance of understanding why we should know the story of Akhenaten and the dangers in the religion of Islam. Okay? Now, as time goes on, I'm going to really, really, really break this down. Okay? Because religion in itself is dangerous. Those that got offended by me saying the dangers of the religion of Islam, I also speak the dangers of the religion of Christianity, the dangers of the religion of Judaism. All three of these religions are extremely dangerous because of where they came from. Now, I ask those of you that are confused by this, the new listeners on Shoutcast and iCast networks, I ask you to look into the website, HebrewsWakeUp.com, go through the archives, and sign up to be a member, and then email me, and then I will, explain to you in the emails, or just look through the archive to understand this. Let me see. The last broadcast was to set the stage for this broadcast. Because when I speak about March 11, 2013, I am speaking about a time that has been identified by myself through research and understanding about the usurper or the Merovingian lines, the demonics, the seed of the serpent. Everything that I have spoken about, okay, in my previous broadcast, all of those things that I have spoken about can all be taken into account when I speak on this phase that we're going through today. Okay? It's very important. Now, I'm going to speak about the Pope and how this ties into everything. Okay? Now I did a teaching or a PDF file, okay? And on this PDF file, it was called it was called Count the Number of the Beast. Okay? Now I'm gonna create a series of videos to better explain this. I have a few on the web now, and it's good that I see I have about over 600 and something clicks into that web page. So I know a lot of you are actually looking at the video, reading the material, which is really good. I'm happy to see that. But if you're confused, you can ask questions. I'm going to open up a forum for asking questions and stuff soon. All right, now, time is flying. I only have this set for an hour. And it's really hard to set this up because it's so much information, okay? But what I'm going to do, before it gets too much into time, I'm going to set this up, okay? But before I set this up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one more audio file to make sure I can get this going correctly. And drink some water and get it set up. But I'll be right back. The last song you heard was Uriah and Hen. The song was called Revelation. Those of you that are on Shoutcast listening, I'm going to create a music section on the site where you can actually see the different things that I play. And hopefully I can have it on the playlist. The next song that I'm going to play is called Uriah and Hen, All Around the World. These two Hebrews, they did this album a few years ago. They have a new one coming out now. These are really, really, really cool brothers. Talked to them before. And hopefully we can speak again soon after I, you know, stop being so busy. But anyway, let me play this file, and then I will be right back, okay? Okay, welcome back. Yes, I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. I am also hosting on Shoutcast. You put in the directory Whoanet. This particular broadcast is not up there yet because I am going to have to put it up there. But I'm going to be hosting live probably the next broadcast on Shoutcast and iCast in the future, okay? And also, always download the broadcast. Train yourselves to download the broadcast. Now, first, I'm going to speak on the Pope, okay? Because we have to have a clear understanding on who the Pope is. What is the Pope? Okay? Who is the Pope? What is the Pope? And what does that have to do with anything? Now, there are about, what, 1 billion, 1.1 or 1.2 billion Catholics in the world. There's 7 billion people on the planet. So it's not really that big of a deal now, because there's just as many Jews as there are Catholics. And we have the Protestants, hundreds of millions of them, Buddhists. So the resignation of the Pope would have been a lot more, it would have had a lot more meaning about 100 or 200 years ago, 150 years ago. Okay? Because you know how they were about Pope John Paul. They've been crazy over that guy. They don't care about Ratzinger. But it's significant. Okay? Now, I'm going to cover a couple points. Okay? The Pope. Who is the Pope? Fact. He was a creation from the Holy Roman Empire to control the ruling class. Fact. He was the byproduct of the Council of Nicaea of 324 AD. Fact. The Council of Nicaea was a creation of the chaos that grew from the spirit, or better stated, the split in early Christianity. Because the spirit of Christianity came from something else. Christianity was the outcome of the usurpation of the Edomites through King Herod. Okay? Who's King Herod? King Herod was an Edomite. Okay? He became what we know as a Jew. When did he become a Jew? He became a Jew after the Edomites were forced converted. Okay? They were converted by force by the last of the original Hebrew line of the priest of Ayah. The last of the Hebrew line is called Hashmoneans of the Maccabeans. Now, those of you that follow me and have followed me, all of this is just repeated information, okay? But those of you that have not followed me, followed my broadcast, I ask that you go back and listen, because what I'm saying is extremely important to why the Pope is resigning and who the Pope is and what's actually going on, okay? Now, out of the Hashmonean line, the last line, known as Maccabees. This is why I call myself David Yaakov Maccabeus, to bring people back to this point, because it is extremely important. Okay? Extremely important. Out of this line came a man by the name of the Teacher of Righteousness, whom is called Yahushua, whom is our Yahuwah, the messenger, the teacher, and the spirit of Ayah. And in 160 BC is when this individual lived. We have this teacher of righteousness, this teacher being killed and usurped by the traitors. Then, what is called the priest seat was usurped by the Edomites of the line of King Herod. King Herod, who became a Jew through forced conversion. Okay? Now, those that became Jews have taken over the seat after they killed the teacher of righteousness. Okay? Yahushua. Or Yahuwah. If you're confused, please go back to my broadcast. Now, I go over this to tell, remember, we're speaking about the Pope. Who is the Pope? Where does the Pope come from? Now, the teacher of righteousness, after he was murdered, out of this, okay, we have the creation of Christianity, which was born after the death of Jesus Christ, which is 191 years after the death of the teacher of righteousness. Now we have two Christs here. We have one born in 33, 191 years after 9-1-1, the death of the teacher of righteousness. Very important to understand these numbers and dates. Okay? So, and out of this Christianity, we get the Pope. Okay. Trace it back. So, fact. The Pope is a creation of the usurper, and this is why the Pope, Ratzinger, resigned on the 27th of February. Wait a minute, how does all this connect? The Pope resigns on the 27th of February. What does this have to do with Yahshua, the teacher of righteousness? Because when you trace the line back, there will not be a Pope if the teacher of righteousness was not killed. There would not be a Pope if the Council of Nicaea did not happen. There would not be a Pope if the Holy Roman Empire was not created. And there would not be a Pope if there was not the true power behind the ruling class or the rulers. Okay? Very important to understand. So, the Pope resigning on the 27th of February is very important to understand because March 11, 2013 has a lot to do with this date. Why? Well, let's see. The Pope resigns on the 27th. If anybody people that have been following me understands that the 27th, 7 plus 2 is 9. There goes the number 9 again. I explained before that the number 9 is a representation of the demonic 72. Who are the demonic 72? The demonic 72 are Shem, Ham, Farash, which is the 72 characters in the sacred name, Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? Yahweh is Baal. Who is Baal? Baal is El. Who is El? El is the deity of the Samaritans who became the Hyksos, who are the seed of the serpent. Very important information to understand. Okay? So the number 9 is a symbolic number of the rulers of this earth, the 72 demonic rulers. This information is going to become very, 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 very important in the near future if you want to survive what is happening. Okay? So this resignation of the Pope is very important. Very important. Why? Because there's no accident that he resigned on the 27th of February. Okay? There's no accident. It's significant. I spoke about this 5 months ago. 5 months ago. Go back and listen to my broadcast. Understand when I created Count the Number of the Beast. read that paper and understand that the stuff that I have in there is very important to what's coming. Very important. After I've written that paper, you have the Second Amendment being attacked. You have Alex Jones on Piers Morgan. You have him now on Howard Stern and talking to, Michael Savage, and he's becoming more popular. And now the New World Order is starting to be exposed. You have millions of people rioting in Spain. You have the Barcelona in Italy not becoming the prime minister. Do I have to go on about all the things that are happening in this earth right now? And we have the Pope resigning on the 27th. So let me make some, let me bring forward some observations and some facts about what the 27th means. Now, the Pope resigns 2 days after the full moon. Now, this is during the time of Purim. Does anybody know what Purim is? Now, I spoke about this. I have spoken about this for the past 3 years to explain to you that Purim is actually a Babylonian holiday for the Jews to celebrate the official New Year. Okay? The 27th is 3 days, a 3-day celebration time. And the end of that celebration time is when the Pope resigns. The 25th, okay, is the actual New Year. Why? Because that's the last day, okay, that is the last full moon of a 13th month cycle. Not a 12-month, a 13th-month cycle, which I spoke about. Very important to understand. So, Purim, the Jewish holiday, okay, was celebrated for 3 days, and on the 27th, the moon became new, and the demonic Babylonian tradition commenced. Now, what do I mean by the moon became new? Well, then, after 3 days, you had the slice of darkness coming. Because after the 25th, 14 days later, is the official Passover. Because as stated in the book of Genesis, Revelations and Exodus, actually, Revelations is 14 days into the new year. But nobody knows when the new year is. But if you know how to read the Babylonian calendar and where this was written in and why, then you will understand when the official Passover really is. Okay. Now, the Pope resigned on the 27th, which is 13 days before Passover. And like I said, the celebration of Purim is the holy day of the usurper seed. Now, with all of this going on at the same time, that the Pope resigns, you have to ask the question, if you understand this, is this a coincidence? Because it's very significant. Why? Because March 11, 2013 is an event. Now, I don't know if they are going to stage a false flag. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if this is going to be the time when they actually bring in the new Pope. Who knows? But because it is one of these days that the demonic 72 follow, we have to pay attention. And if I found this date 5 months ago, and these things are happening today on the 27th, the Pope resigning, what are they planning on March 11th, 2013? Whatever it is, Allah is in control, because they may cause harm to this physical world, but they cannot touch the spirit. So there's no need to fear. But we must stay alert. Okay? Now, to put this in a better perspective, okay, to try to explain this more, to try to give more of an explanation, all right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to explain something about what's going on today. Okay? I'm going to attempt to explain the ruling, the power structure. Okay? I'm going to attempt to explain the power structure as clearly as I can in the least amount of time. Okay? Now, everyone's seen that movie, most people have seen or know about the Da Vinci Code and the movie about the Da Vinci Code that was played by Tom Hanks, right? In this movie, the final suspense, you know, thriller conclusion was that the Merovingians were the line that Jesus Christ came through, and the girl was a descendant of Jesus, okay? And then they were looking at the Da Vinci painting, and they had all these different codes and stuff in it. The Da Vinci Code. But one thing that you should understand, take from that movie, is this family, the Merovingians. Now, this family ruled the world, and still continues to rule the world, because out of the Merovingians, we are told, the world is told, that the blood of Jesus dwells. Okay? And this is how they rule. Okay? And this is what the Pope represents. Because the Pope was the power behind the ruling elite. He was the one that told the monarchy what to do. And his power was challenged by Martin Luther. And this is how you get the Protestant movement. Okay? But he still is a representation of the power of the Merovingians. All right? So who are the Merovingians? Because they represent the power structure. They became the monarch. Okay? Now, this is what you have to understand that happened in history. After the split in the Protestant movement of the 1530s, and then you have the Hundred Years' War and all this changing in power sharing, okay, the monarchs went through a change. They can no longer control the people with just religion, okay? This change split up the monarchs, okay, the monarchies, which is the offspring of the Merovingians, British, Spanish, Portuguese, Norwegian, Swedish, you name it. These are the bloodlines of the Merovingians, okay? This split up the monarchs. When the monarchs were split, from 16 till now, 1600 and 1500 till now, all of these wars and land grabbing and taking, and this is all because of the power change through the monarchs. The monarchs became smaller monarchs. These smaller monarchs morphed into what we call now the corporations. They are now monarchs/corporations. these monarchs slash corporations created what we call banking, which became central banks. They also created the stock market. And the stock market through the years changed names. Okay. We have major players on the stock market, like the East Indian Company. The East Indian Company is the one that went throughout the New World and conquering all of the lands and which built up the British Empire. This was on the stock market. Wall Street. Okay. The monarchs, the corporations, the Merovingians, they created Wall Street. They created the Wall Street of 1929, and they created the Wall Street of 2008. 2008, we have the crash. We have the people taking the $700 billion, the United States going into debt, the central banks printing money. You know the story. Do you think this is all an accident? The monarchs slash corporations. What have they done since their East Indian companies now until now? They have become corporations. And in becoming corporations, they diversified their wealth. They placed their wealth into their own corporations, and they created what is called central banks. And through these banks and corporations, the monarchs became lobbyists, and the lobbyists lobbied the politicians, and the politicians became the slaves of the corporations. And the corporations control the laws and resources of every country through their policy. Every country, from the United States, down to South Africa, down to India, down to Indonesia, every damn country. Okay? They control the countries through their policy. And the representation of the monarchs are very popular names that we know of that cannot hide themselves because they have been out there and in front for so long. This is why we know of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, because these are the most popular and most obvious of the offspring of the Merovingians, the monarchs. The corporations. Okay? And you must understand that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are one and the same because they come from the Merovingian Empire. All right, now, I know I'm talking slow, but I'm trying to make sure that I'm being very clear here. Okay? Now, let's think. Let's go back. Because the Merovingians, they only go back to about year 700. Okay? 7th century A.D. But where did they come from? Where did they come from? The Merovingians basically just took the baton. Because within this blood, you will see how they came back into power. Because they took over from the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was after the Fatima Empire. The Fatima was after the Abbasid. The Abbasid, the Umayyad. I spoke about this in my previous broadcast. Understand. The Umayyad took over from the Seleucid Empire, which was the Persian Empire that the Greeks took over. So this is, goes way back, okay? Because you had the Greeks, and then the Greeks, of course, took it from the Babylonians, okay? And then the Babylonians, you go back to Egypt. From Egypt, you know, you go to the Hyksos. But before, after Egypt, of course, the Persians became the Babylonians. Okay, we know this. Now, it's very important to understand this because we're following the Merovingians. Okay? When we trace it back to the Egyptians, we go to the Hyksos, which is extremely important. The Hyksos comes from the Samaritans. The Hyksos came into the Egyptian Empire in the 16th and 17th dynasties. I believe even the 15th. And this is where it all starts. Okay? This is where the story of Judaism starts to take form. But that's for another broadcast. But this is where the past connects with the future. Okay? This is where the past connects with the future. Because we have to look at the God that was in worship at this time, during the time of the Hyksos. It was the serpent god called Seth. S-E-T-H. Seth. The serpent god that usurped the god of Osiris, which was the god of the Egyptians. Okay? Very important, because that serpent god is in power today. This is where the bloodline of the Merovingians dwells. It's called the serpent seed. Okay? Now, who represents the Merovingian line today? Okay? Who is the ruling power of today? Okay? Now we have the United States, we have Great Britain, we have Japan, we have Russia, we have China, Israel, Saudi Arabia, France, Germany, and United European countries, Norway and Sweden, all these powerful Western countries. Now, all of these countries came from the Merovingians, and they never relinquished power. We can get into 1776 and understand that that was a movement of enlightenment, but that enlightenment movement came from the seed of the serpent. Please understand. Okay? Because the power structure that's coming down the pike very soon. The power structure that's coming down the pike very soon. Okay? Is going to be transferred to China. But who is China? Because China is a part of what is called the BRIC nations. What are the BRIC nations? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Okay? Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Brazil, it came from the old monarch conquest. Russia comes from the old monarch, the Tsar. China is from the old monarch conquest through Great Britain. India is of the British conquest. These were taken over during the time of the East Indian Company. Okay? The creation of the stock market. Very important to understand. Now, the new rulers that are supposed to come soon, very soon, which is China, We are supposed to believe that this is a natural thing that's happening. But this is a representation of the Rothschilds. This is a representation of the British monarchy. This is that power. Okay? This is that power. They made inventions through the Rothschilds. They totally control the central banks and the corporations. And if this is the case, then they control every single BRIC country. Britain. Russia. India. China. South Africa. Okay? And South Africa is controlled by Israel and the British monarchy. The British monarchy is Israel. All they're doing is changing hands. Okay? It is very important to understand this power structure so you know how to resist, so you know what to resist. Now, how does all this relate to the Pope? How does this relate to the Pope? Well, it relates to the Pope because the Pope was at one time the most powerful man on the planet. He was the power behind the power structure. The Pope is now irrelevant. We are now going through a revelation, which I explained to you last broadcast, what the revelation means. It means the new beginning, the revealing, the apostasy. Remember what the apostasy means. This is the rebirth. Something has to be torn down and built up. So what are they tearing down? We are going through the dying God. We are 13 years into a new cycle, which I speak about. So there are going to be major, major changes on this planet. And we are witnessing them right before our eyes. And the Pope signals that change. It goes through all the prophecies that they have, and I actually haven't even read those prophecies. I don't need to. You know why? Because once you understand that this change has to happen, then every other prophecy doesn't really mean anything, because these dates and time will occur because of the demonic 72, the 72 demonic beings. Okay? Very important. The 72 demonic beings, Shem, Ham, Farash, the 72 sacred names of Yahweh, which are names of demonic beings. Very important to understand. The Pope represents that. The 27th is number 9. Number 9 is the beast. Okay? But this beast can be destroyed. And why is that? Because once we start to realize that these corporations are nothing more but a representation of the beast, we will refuse to do business with that beast. And if we can bring down a corporation like Coca-Cola, if something like Coca-Cola went out of business, okay, then Coca-Cola would lose its stronghold on all of its satellite countries that it controls. Everywhere that it has is taking the water resources and the land. And once that power is taken away and people start to get real freedom, it'll be a ripple effect throughout this world. And people will truly become free. But because the power structure understands that this is going to happen, it is inevitable, they're going to control their destruction by giving us a slow destruction that they can control. Because it is inevitable that it falls, because the Pope is no longer effective. Okay? Now, I'm going to continue this discussion on Shoutcast. So I should go to WhoAnnet and in the future, and then you can actually listen to the other parts of the broadcast, because I'm going to continue to speak. I'm going to actually speak for another half an hour or so. So I ask you to go over there. I'm going to play a file, a song, and hopefully I see you guys on the other side. Thank you so much for coming. We will do this again very soon. Like I said, I'm going to create a format where I'm going to have videos. I'm going to be on streaming live as I speak. There's a lot of things that I'm going to change, because I'm going to, you know, start to speak regularly now to try to get the audience updated on what's going on and get people, you know, understanding on what's happening. It's very important. And things that I found out about Akhenaten and Yuya and Tuya, these are the real Hebrews. There is a connection between the Egyptians and the Hebrews, but it's not what you think. It is much, 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 much deeper than that, which is the reason why we're going through so much hell. Okay, I'm going to play this quick song and play Revelations again. I will meet you on the other side. All praise Ayah.
Okay. Babylon is falling down. Okay. What? It's coming to an end. Yeah. Last one standing. Let's go.
Feel the curtains closing, yeah. My eyes shut, time's up. I reached a point in time where I made my mind up, yeah. I threw away my clothes because I ran out of luck a long time ago. Now I'm on my own trying to find my throne. I'm in the zone and it's best to stay alone. And if you shiver through your bones, you better pick up your phone, yeah. If your friends turn their back and give you the dial tone, just take advice from Erica and call Tyrone. Cause Hen ain't gonna be there, yeah. It ain't cause I'm scared, never. It's cause the end is there, so I'm skipping out of here. So y'all can keep on stressing and growing gray hair. I'm marching on to my blessing, I hope you got it clear. I'm headed through the woods like little Red Riding Hood. And I ain't scared of the big bad wolf, I wish he would approach me in the wilderness, see what she could. Let's put an end to the wicked, it's time for the good.
You gotta stay strong, endure to the end. You already know, ride this thing out. Talk to him, Uriah.
Yeah, I got him. Just a messenger. Just spreading the word. You don't like it? That's cool. But if you do, here we go, here we go. Another one of them episodes like a minister, phantom sneaks in. There's a disturbance in the force. Can I take any more? Never know. Let the message stay on course. Okay. You want me to deviate? I want you to get it straight. What? I'm not one to hesitate. I play it to checkmate. Okay. Go ahead and draw your sword. Yeah. What you keep on talking for? Babble on, Babylon. I see what you really on. Got a couple guns, a couple bombs, got a couple spies, a couple lies. So yeah. It's no surprise when you raid my house. But the only thing you find staring is a mouse.
That's it.
I'll be headed out the back. Let everything intact. Go ahead and check it. Aha! The wilderness on my heart.
Okay.
So I stay set up.
Yeah.
I care less how you feel.
Nope.
I know the real deal.
Yep.
What my father says, it will come to pass.
Yeah. I'm just a messenger.
What?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah. It's about to be the end.
It's over.
Yeah.
What?
Felt like I'm losing my people.
It's all good.
But I gained a brother.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I feel it. It's in the air.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and friends and enemies. I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. Right on time. Okay, you know what? I'm going to start this broadcast with the continues of this broadcast with an analogy. And I'm going to use the Green Mile analogy to better understand what's actually going on right now. Because the world is going through changes, okay? And we have to understand how they are doing what they're doing. How are they doing what they're doing? Now, if you remember that movie, The Green Mile, right? You had John Coffey. You know, John Coffey is supposed to be Jesus Christ. And he was fighting time. That's why when he went into the... And this is something that nobody understands about that movie. He went into the house of the warden. And his wife was possessed by demons. He went in there. And he sucked the demons out of her mouth and kept them. Okay? But when he entered the house, the grandfather clock cracks. The grandfather clock was actually showing you that the man that was in the house was most likely a part of the secret society, because the Skull and Bones, they get this same kind of clock, grandfather clock. And if you look at the movie, you'll see that the clock cracks, time stops, the house shakes. Okay? After he takes the demons out of the woman. Okay? And what does she call him? Didn't she say this is Saint Christopher? And that name, Christopher, Christ Ofer. If you look at the name Christ, look how they spell it. They spell it sometimes Christ Ofer. Okay, that name, that has a meaning, because Ofer, if you look at the word Ofer, if you spell it in a certain way, it means snake. But that's another discussion. It's another discussion. There's a lot in words in the English language, because the English language was created by the creator of the New World, Saint Francis, who gave birth to the British Empire, and this is where the Merovingian line went to express their will upon the world. Now, I speak about this because when John Coffey, whom this possessed woman called Saint Christopher, you understand that when you look up Saint Christopher, who was it? It was a 7 foot tall black man. That was a representation of Christ. So there's a lot of deep meanings into this. But this is not why I'm using the analogy about him being, you know, Jesus Christ or Christopher, the demon slayer. No. I'm speaking about the Green Mile and what he said. Why was he in prison? Why was he going down the Green Mile? Because he was being accused of something that he did not commit, which was the murder of two little children, two girls. And what did he say? He said that the killer killed them with their love. He killed them because they loved themselves. They loved each other. They loved each other so much that they kept quiet while the other one was murdered to protect the other one. So he, the murderer, killed them with their love. The enemy
uses you against yourself. And when you understand this, you are free. Because the enemy's power is based on your ignorance of this fact. This is the Green Mile analogy. You can destroy this system by not reacting. You can break your mind control by not reacting to what this system puts before you. Everything that this system creates was created to manipulate you, to control you. Case in point, you drink water. There's fluoride in it. You go to McDonald's. There's genetically modified meat. You buy the food that kills you. I mean, what is that? You have to participate in the system ignorantly in order for the system to be effective. He uses you to destroy yourself. It's the Green Mile analogy. Now, why am I bringing this up? Why is this important to this broadcast and the Pope's resignation and all that? Because I want you to understand that whatever is going to be is going to be. There's no stopping it. It's going to happen. It is inevitable. America is going to collapse. The Second Amendment is going to be suspended or taken away. The black uniforms will come through America, and there is going to be a lot of death. Unfortunately. But understand that all of this can only happen if we let it happen. We can stop it. But we first have to understand what's going on. This is why I have been doing the broadcast the past 3 years. This is why I'm going to continue to do the broadcast and try to speak freely. There's going to be a different format in the way that I'm going to speak on these topics. I'm going to try to get guests. I'm going to make videos. I'm going to write blogs. And I'm going to do my best until I cannot do it anymore. Till they take me out or take me off. But I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need you to support me. And I'm going to need you to pray for me. And I'm going to need you to download and pass on. Okay? Download, pass it on. Research. 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 Now, what I am trying to say is that since we are starting to get an understanding about the deceptions behind the Pope, the Holy Roman Empire, and how that leads, unfortunately, into Christianity, we can start to get an understanding on why this is all happening. But we have to go to the core. We have to go to the root. And what I have done since October, especially in the month of October, I spoke on the deception of Islam. Okay? And I want to bring this important fact to the forefront so you can see that the manipulation does not stop with Christianity. It does not stop with Judaism. And it does not stop with Islam, because all three were controlled by the same force. But the root of that spirit came from the original people. And if you do not have an understanding of who the original people are, then none of this will make sense. And what I'm trying to do, as humbly, desperately, and as clear as I can, is to explain to you where the deception is, where it came from, and how to get back your power through that understanding. Okay? Because this is a time for your spirit to grow. I do not speak about Christianity to get popular or to willingly insult people. I speak about Christianity to help you understand what is going on truly in this world. That's what I'm doing. Okay? Now, throughout these broadcasts, especially the latest ones with Islam, if you can understand that this is one of the most recent usurpations, and I think it was from 632, which is equal to a number 11, which was the date that Muhammad was killed. Yes, he was killed. And Islam was created from the usurper, Abu Bakr. You should know the history. This is why you have a Fatima. You know, you have the Shiites and Sunnis. This is all derived from that. You should understand what this is about. But the root of that was because they killed Fatima. They killed Muhammad. They usurped Ali. This is fact. Every single Muslim should know this story. Every single Muslim. Every person that says they subscribe to the religion of Islam should know this story. Why is there a split in the Sunni and Shia? What is the Sunni and Shia? And who murdered Fatima and Muhammad? Very important to understand. Okay? Now, how all this relates to the Pope is because the Pope is just another religion. He is a representation of the three. Okay? And this goes all the way back to the serpent seed. And what is the serpent seed? The serpent seed is a representation of the serpent religion, which was the religion of the Hyksos, that were the usurpers in Egypt and were thrown out in 1550 BC. Now, what's very important to understand is that when you know this history and you start to connect the dots together, you will begin to see where the deception first started to take root, and why we have the world we have today. Because the original people that were the spiritual people that brought forth the understanding of the creator of us all, Ayah, all praise, were usurped. Okay? They were usurped by this god, Seth, the serpent god. And the connection starts with the Hyksos, because the Hyksos were the Samaritans. And the Samaritans were or are the core of where all this deception begins. Okay? Like 3,600 BC, year zero. Very important to understand, because if we are going to understand where Judaism, Christianity, and Islam comes from, we have to know that there was a usurpation. There was a religion, and there were people that created it. And this spirit dwells within these people. And this spirit is the Merovingian spirit that is in control of the world as we speak, which is bringing it down. Which at one time, controlled by the Pope, who was the most powerful man on this planet. And today, he is irrelevant. Which means that their God is dying. It's very weak. So a new God has to take its place. And what God is rising from the ashes of that God? What God is rising from the ashes of that God? You are looking at it today. Death and destruction, rapes, murders, drug addiction, Congress robbing, senators robbing, homosexuality out of control. Out of control. People are dying in mass of diseases. We are seeing the representation of that spirit that lives in this world today. Genetically modified organisms, nuclear war. I can go on and on. Beyonce at the Super Bowl giving Illuminati signs. Acting like children. This world is being taken over by a adolescent mind. Think about it. We have superstars like Beyonce and Jay-Z, the top-selling stars worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And they are rich because their market are the ages from what, 10 to 13 and 14 years old? So the messages that are being pushed out to the world by the superstars are marketed towards 13-year-olds, people that know nothing about the world, nothing. And these superstars that are getting paid hundreds of millions are supported by the ruling power. And the ruling power have no control of themselves. They are putting poisons into the atmosphere. They are killing the planet, blocking out the sun, genetically modifying seed. It is like there is a adolescent in charge of the world that cannot foresee the future, that cannot control himself. It's like a child that is just left to himself. And this is what is controlling the world. These people are like children. Everybody knows how to be responsible. But yet these people that control the world are irresponsible. They don't know how to be honest in banking. They don't know how to be honest in politics. All they do is take and take and take and take and take. And these people are giving power to Beyonce and Jay-Z, giving them hundreds of millions of dollars as they make music for 13-year-olds. And this is what controls the world, these adolescents. We are in a sad, sorry state right now, okay? Very sad state. Now, can Christianity save us out of this? Alex Jones is a Christian. He's yelling every day. But nothing is changing. Matter of fact, they're putting him on the center stage. Why is that? Because they understand a fundamental fact. Unfortunately, this form, this present form of Christianity cannot save you. Unfortunately, this present form of Judaism cannot save you. Unfortunately, this present form of Islam cannot save you. Why? Because they all come from the same source. And that source comes from the dying God. Because that source was a usurper who usurped the true meaning of the purpose of the message. Very important to understand. And the message is so powerful that it is being expressed today. And I'm telling you this message right now. Because all of this madness has a purpose. It has a definite purpose. Everything that's happening today is not an accident. Understand this. We have Hebrews arguing with Hebrews. And we are arguing about the religious practices of the Egyptians versus the religious practices of the Hebrews. And we have people saying that the Egyptians are the original people. And they say, no, the Hebrews were the original people. And they say, but the Hebrews and the Egyptians, and everybody's confused because they are both right. And it is not until you start to really understand, you really comprehend what has happened. It's not until you can comprehend what has happened that you will start to understand what is going on today. Okay? There has been lies. And those lies created the religion that you see. Which is why the Pope has resigned on number 9, the 27th. Now, please understand and please research Akhenaten and that connection to the Hebrews. Because the story was a conflation. And the conflators were of the serpent seed, because they expressed and brought forth their serpent god through the Hyksos. And they tried desperately to become us. And because they could not become us, they took our story and turned it into a religion. The Hebrews became the Egyptians. They became Mizraim. Mizraim were the Hebrews that were expelled by Horombi. Then you have Ramses the First, Seti, Ramses the Second, and the Hebrews then went through the Exodus. And as they written their story down for remembrance, because they worshiped the true Hayah, At this time was called Aten. They uprooted the power structure at this time. And when they uprooted the power structure at this particular time, all hell broke loose. Because the serpent god wanted to remain in power. But that power was disrupted when the Hyksos were kicked out. And the land of Avaris was given to the Hebrew seed. That Hebrew seed became the Egyptian seed through marriage and children. Yahuyah is Joseph. Yahuyah and Tuya married and gave birth to Tai. Queen Tai married Amenhotep. Okay, the third. And they had offspring, children, Akhenaten, Ahi. Akhenaten marrying Nefertiti. And what did they do? They uprooted the serpent religion and brought in the understanding of Ayah. This is all written. And you want to know why this is so powerful? Because when Haram Hab, the one that was representing the god Horus, when he killed Ai and took over the throne, and then placed Ramses the first in that seat, Ramses the first celebrated the 400th year rule of Seth, the serpent god, meaning that something happened to disrupt that power. And 400 years prior to this, we have the Hyksos introducing Seth into the Egyptian culture, usurping their gods. Now, I know this is a lot for a lot of you to take, but you need to do your research on why we are in the state we are in, and how Judaism, Christianity, and Islam were created from the truth, and conflating the original message to turn it into what we see today. But you have to do your own research. We have to get rid of the mind control. We have to dump the religion and start studying for yourself to understand what has happened and who the Hebrews really are and what they represent. Names have been changed. Stories have been changed. Religions were created. Now, what's amazing is that when Horahab took over and basically usurped the Akhenaten line, he destroyed every trace of Akhenaten. This is why they were hidden for 3,500 years. And this is why their graves were uninterrupted for 3,500 years. Because if you recall, the old great monarchy of the British Empire would take trips to Egypt, grab the mummies, grind them up, and eat them as medicine and whatever else they wanted to eat them for. This is fact. So we wouldn't even know about Yuya and Tuya in Akhenaten if they would have found these graves, which is probably why they were grinding them up and eating them. But it wasn't until, I believe, 1850s when they actually found, or 1822, when was it? Anyway, look it up. It wasn't until the late 18th century or the 1800s is when they found the tombs of Yuya and Tuya and then Akhenaten. And then I believe in 1922 they found King Tut, Tutankhamun. Okay? And when they found King Tut, it was the most famous find of all time. Think about that. It was the most famous find of all time, even though they tried to hide it. Now, I advise everybody to buy a book called Stranger in the Valley of the Kings by Ahmed Osman. That's spelled A-H-M-E-D Osman. O-S-M-A-N. This individual wrote a book in the 60s explaining everything that I'm talking to you about right now. And I found his work because I came up with the exact same conclusion. That the core, before it was usurped, the core of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam comes from the original people. Yuya is Yosef. Yuya, Tuya, gave birth to Tahi. Queen Tahi gave birth to Atnaten. And then they uprooted the serpent god and taught people how to worship Ayah. There were no graven images. Okay? It was a worship of love and peace. They did not worship the sun. They said if Ayah were to be explained, he would be the sun. Their temples that they had had open roofs to let the sun shine in. How do you explain Ayah? How do you explain that? And their struggle with the serpents became a religion. And 3,500 years later, they are untombed, discovered, and now are the most popular kings of all time. When you think of Egyptian kings, you think of King Tut. Okay? But the emphasis should be on Akhenaten. Because King Tut ruled for 9 years before he was killed. He was killed because he brought back the religion that Akhenaten pushed out. He wanted to compromise, but he was murdered. And then after Ayi came in, to try to bring that teaching back about Ayah, he too was murdered and usurped by Horemheb, who was not even an Egyptian. He was a foreign ruler, most likely, I believe, of the seed of the Hyksos. And then we have Ramses, Seti, Ramses, the Exodus, and the rest is our story. Very important to understand this if you are going to understand what is happening today. Now, why is all this important? Because I have been speaking about this for the past 3 years and saying that the Hebrews were a people of color, and it wasn't about them being a people of color, it was about identification. Because if you can identify that the people in Jerusalem and Israel are not the people that this spirituality was given to express and teach about, if understanding that those people that call themselves Jews are not Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. If you can understand that, then you will know what's going on today and why the Pope has resigned on a Babylonian holiday. Because the Babylonians are the power. The Babylonians are the ones that have been in power. the Babylonians traced their lineage back to the Hyksos, back to the Samaritans, and this is where it all began. So, in closing, I am going to hopefully clarify most of this as I speak about the news and things in the future. I'm going to make, like I said, videos, and you are going to be able to download the broadcasts from the website. And I'm going to refix and restructure the website so we can do that. Okay, thank you so much for coming. I'm going to close in a word of prayer. And we are going to learn together. We're going to come together. And we're going to correct this. Father Yah, all praise. Thank you for this broadcast. I ask that you give this message to those that need it. Thank you, Father, for giving me the ability to speak this message. I ask that you bind and bound the demonic spirits that keep that mind control going. I ask that you bind and bound the demonic spirits that keep your people from understanding you. I ask, Father, that you heal those that know the truth but are being blocked by something, Father, that is being blocked by something, and we know what that something is. Bind and bound the demonic 72, O Father. And let your word and your light shine upon this earth, because it desperately needs a light. Thank you, Father, for giving me this understanding. Thank you, Father, for protecting me. I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and spirit. And all praise your wonderful name, Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah. Okay, brothers and sisters, till next time.
You are listening to Whoinet Radio. I am your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. This is Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. For more information, you can visit us at HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoinet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoinet.org.
Open your mind and free yourself. Truth and knowledge overpowers wealth. Put education on the shelf. Take a second look to see which route you took. You're falling in love with a bunch of crooks. Don't forget you're the children of that book. To the enemies they sold you, made you believe anything they told you. And left you with two decisions. Either choose death or choose religion. But you fell off Jacob's ladder and chose to listen to the master. Got caught in the devil's rapture. Now your life is a whole disaster.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are, I know who you are, and I know where you're going. We stiff neck, we wild. Wildin' out, we ignorant, we proud, we barely yes, our style.
We're the only ones who can't see it, got the truth but don't believe it. Crystal being disobedient, since the days enslaved in Egypt. Then Moses said, let my people go, still we act like we ain't know who was our father. We didn't even bother to listen, and not to mention we blatantly worship others. We went from one to another, we threw stones at our brothers. When they was trying to just bring us back to the truth, there's nothing wrong with that. Like Stephanos in the book of Acts, and all he did was state the fact.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are, and I know where you're going.
I know the keepers of the law stand tall, saying righteous above them all. What's the call, coach? The other teams filled with many men is lost, so they don't know their identity, but I do, so they envy me. Cause you're a nation of people that's so rebellious, accusers of your brethren. When he speaks the truth, you get jealous, but I stay one accord with all my righteous fellas. Cause we know who we are, there's nothing else that you can tell us.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are. And I know where you're going. Yeah, I said, I know who you are. I know who you are. And I know where you're
Radio, now streaming on Shoutcast. I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabiah. You can get more information from HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoanet.org.